You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey, our favorite football team might not be in the playoffs this year, but we are going to have plenty of options to view the other football teams that did make the playoffs. It's as simple as that. Life is all about having possible options. And that's why we have the Canopy Group. So why do you continue to have your home and auto insurance with just one single agent that is represented by only one single company? It's just like watching two football teams play each other every single week for 17 straight weeks. No, thank you. It just doesn't make any sense, does it? By now, you know the Canopy Group provides you with 16 different insurance companies and over 40 insurance professionals, all with just one simple goal in mind, providing you with the best insurance coverage at the best possible price each and every single year. So call the Canopy Group today at 1-800-967-3389. That's 1-800-967-3389, or just go online and visit thecanopygroup.com.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful. Wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
All right, Royce, you're fired up today. So
yeah, I am. With the Rams, with the Rams winning the Super Bowl and really the first championship won by the L.A. Rams since 1951. Mm-hmm. Never won in the Super Bowl era. The Rams, the St. Louis Rams, different operation, won. You know, 1-1, so this is really their first Super Bowl victory in Los Angeles. The Raiders had one in 83. The Raiders were there like 6 years, and they've had more success than the Rams have had. Rams. Anyway, I got to thinking about there's 12 teams that haven't won the Super Bowl, but there's, since the Vikings went the last time, there's only four, right?
Yeah.
And two of them are the Jags and the Texans.
Expansion teams, yep.
Yeah. To me, the Vikings going 0-4 in the Super Bowl is not a big deal. Mm-hmm. They've lost to great teams.
Mm-hmm.
But as successful, big picture, just wins and losses, being competitive, they've had very few 5-year dives, right?
Right.
Like most teams do.
Right.
They'll have 2-3 lousy years, and then they'll pop up and they'll be 10-6 or something, and they'll make the, it's a incredible that they have now gone 23 plus 45 years avoiding the Super Bowl.
Yes.
The playing in it is stunning. Not getting there is stunning. And as you guys have pointed out, Declan, I guess, pointed out earlier, the only two teams since the Vikings last went in January of 77 in the NFC not to go are us and the Lions.
Ugh.
And anything that has to do with ineptitude that ties you with the Lions is not good, right?
Right.
Because I get a kick out of people saying the Timberwolves are the worst franchise in sports, blah, blah. The Detroit Lions are the worst franchise in American sports. There is no question about it. And how have they avoided going to a Super Bowl? How have they avoided it?
Devastating defeats in conference championships.
Well, 41 donut.
No, but 87, yes. 98, 2009.
Yes,
they're within
true.
A field goal
that's
in
true.
The Superdome.
Yes, I know, but to have those things happen, well, look at them. I mean, 41 donut is They were 2.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
On the road.
But I don't even count that one because it was such a disaster.
That's what America thought about the Giants as a powerhouse football team. Yeah. They were favored on the road. And that Viking team was only like 11-5 or something, right?
Yeah, so it's not a great team.
They weren't great.
Yep.
But, I mean, 87 would have been a miracle run. It would have been one of the great runs in history. And that was a really good team that led three losses in the scab games. And so they were much better than we gave them credit for, including me, who ridiculed the crap out of them when they backed into the playoffs. But that's because I didn't like them.
That's been a problem at times.
Yes. Well, the problem has been, as somebody says, I really love the Vikings. And I always say that's because we haven't met them. But anyway, so that one, heartbreaking, yes, but it would have been very unlikely to win those three games in a row against three really good teams in a row. You know, the one they lost here, you're right, that's 99 is probably the worst loss in history. And, you know, the 90, the Gary Anderson game. But I think the 2009 game is, they played great. They should have won that game. They were the best team that day. The 2010 Superdome game. But to me, and we've talked about this at the time when Zim got fired, underrated ass-kicking humiliation was that Philadelphia game.
Yeah.
They were better than that team. They should have been better than that team.
Against the backup quarterback.
And they no-showed. Mm-hmm. That was as bad as 41 Donut to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And that, to me,
I think it was more embarrassing in some ways.
Yeah. Because you got the Super Bowl. Hey, and we've now discovered the last 2 years, there is home field advantage in the Super Bowl, right?
Yes. You can host the Super Bowl.
You could have, that could have been what? Three times in 4 years? When was that? 18, yeah. Could have been three times in 4 years. Yep. Three times in 5 years you had a home team. Because they were the first ever team that was going to host the Super Bowl to reach the conference final, I believe I read. They were the first one that ever come that close. And to no-show there and avoid coming here and having the Super Bowl at home is phenomenal. But it's
they led that game, too.
Yeah. It's incredible, though, that for 45 years they've avoided getting there. We need one for the thumb. Let's go. Come on.
Need that loss for the thumb?
Yes.
So the Bengals, who at various times have been a dumpster fire for extended periods, have gone three times.
Yes.
That's the remarkable thing.
They are now all alone in third place for most Super Bowl losses without winning one. Yeah, most losses without winning one. The Bills and the Vikings are both 0-4. And the Bengals are now 0-3. But everybody else who's been there at least three times.
Yeah, the Broncos got off that one.
Yeah, I mean, some of those teams lost. Cowboys have lost more
and
stuff like that. But they've won, too. So
no, it's remarkable. It's remarkable that you can be as good as many times as the Vikings are good and still not get there.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You're saying it much more succinctly than me because the Lions not being there for 45 years is, okay. You know, they've only had the one winless season, right? They've bid for other winless seasons. They've driven down deep into the season looking like they might make it, but they've...
Yeah, I think it's just one.
They've only had the one winless season, but they've had, you know, incredible numbers of top three draft choices, you know.
Yes.
But that's not a surprise. The surprise to me is the Vikings, you know, 55-50. They win 56% or 60%. I think 56% of their games have managed to avoid the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Unbelievable. They've, you know. Anyhow, that was my thought today. Is how have they done this? When you start looking at the list of how long, who hasn't gone? There's only four teams that haven't gone, right?
Four or five, right, Dex?
Yeah.
There are 12 that haven't won it.
Yeah.
There are
12 that haven't won it, and then
four that haven't been there since the Vikings went. Right?
Yes. I mean, Detroit's the only parallel because Jacksonville came in the 90s.
Texans were Houston. Expansion. Yeah.
The Browns are the Browns expansion team because Baltimore's gone, and hell, they've won it.
Yeah. Good.
And that's the Browns. So
Jacksonville is interesting because when Coughlin was there, what about their fourth year? They were in the AFC title game, right? And were really good with Mark Brunell.
Yep.
Carolina
and Jacksonville got good right away.
Yeah, but now Jacksonville they could be the Lions of the AFC for quite a while here, though. I think because they got some screwed up management.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think they'll run well.
No, I'm not. And then the team they might, I don't believe that either. And the team that they're probably going to be competing with down, groveling in the dirt, is right down the road there in Miami, too. They're terrible, too.
And Houston's terribly run as well.
But here's the good news for all of us who hate Stan Kroenke for everything he stands for. They're going to stink in about 3 years, two, 3 years. They're going to be bad.
Which is why Sean might say, you know, that TV cash looks pretty good. Money looks pretty good to me.
Now I might, he's going to come back for, he's going to take another shot with this. So anyway, I didn't like the game.
Yeah, so tell me why.
Nothing was going on. Show me some offense. I don't like punts. I want some threats. God almighty, Joe Burrow. I come to watch Joe Burrow in the second half. His life was in danger. It was unbelievable.
Did you see the Titans game when he got sacked nine times?
Yeah, but I don't think it was as bad as this one.
Oh, really? I thought that one was bad. I mean,
well, that was bad, but
Donald could kill you, so.
He had no chance.
You have a point.
Yeah. Well, once they figured out that, hey, we're just putting Donald right here, and they're triple teaming him, maybe if we move him or do some things. He can then, if he ever gets one-on-one, he is Alan Page at his best. Alan Page is the best I've ever seen for about a five-year period. And this guy's a little bigger because you have to be now.
Right.
But he's the same. When he's going, he's unblockable.
And
if it's just you and me, he's got no chance. He's like wrestling Gable Stevenson. Stevenson. He's like wrestling him. There's nowhere to hide when he's coming storming at you.
But I thought it was a fun game. I didn't mind it one bit.
I loved it, Pat.
You guys, the Patriots-Rams Super Bowl was awful.
That was terrible. Yeah, so
that was unwatchable. I did not find this unwatchable.
But the offensive genius hasn't been too much of a genius in his two Super Bowl appearances. They did nothing.
He had some blunders.
They get nothing against New England, and yesterday they didn't do nothing until the last drive, and
because they quit trying to run.
The officials helped them out.
That Cooper Cup is a...
How did you like the... I hope our guy Kevin O'Connell was not calling down and saying, I think we should have Cooper Cup pass to Matt Stafford instead of Matt Stafford throw to Cooper Cup. That might be the dumbest ass play I have ever seen in my life. An unathletic.
It's like when they threw to Brady.
Brady's an athlete compared to this guy. Brady could run.
Hey, Stafford's trimmed down. Okay, he's not as fat as he used to be.
He's not as fat.
He used to be so fat.
His face used to be huge.
He might be not fat, but he is not an athlete. He is Cousins. I take Cousins and him. Same guy.
Wow.
Same guy.
Athletically?
Same guy.
Yeah.
Ability-wise. This guy makes dumb throws. He led the league in interceptions. Didn't you watch him in the first half against the Vikings? I thought he was consorting with gamblers. He was terrible.
Do you think that Cousins could have led that last Rams drive? See, I don't. I think he would have collapsed.
What drive? They were four-yard passes, and he got the
pass over the middle to Cup was outstanding. That was a hard to make pass.
They got the fourth down, and they had to give Cooper Kupp the ball to get the first down because they couldn't run. They couldn't trust him. I think he's just, he's going to get all this laudatory remarks.
His Super Bowl champion.
He fit perfectly with the Lions. He was a loser, and so were they. And he was okay. Yes, he was okay. Yeah. But to say that he came to town and let him.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, he's.
Jared Goff sucked. Like he's better than Jared Goff, but Jared Goff's terrible.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, I agree with that. You cannot say that he is that without him they can't win. Yes, I'm with you.
Cooper Kupp is. They should change. I don't know what awards they give out in FCS football, but the player of the year should be Cooper Kupp player of the year, right? Eastern Washington guy.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't think they could ever beat they could never beat the Bison.
You know what
they...
I think? I think Cooper Kupp would be a great column, especially if you could get at his family, because he seems like a very interesting dude. Like, he looks like he lives on a farm somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't look like your receiver diva type. He looks like he goes home and puts on the jeans and shovels the horse poop.
He must have chased the Greyhounds down the road and made cuts. The cuts he makes are unbelievable.
Yes.
God, he leaves those guys.
Yes.
Superior athletes just standing there wondering where the hell they go. So, yeah, I mean, he was good, but hey, 640 yards total in that game.
Yeah.
The other stuff. If I'm Patrick Mahomes and I'm watching that game, I'm sitting home throwing up. All I had to do was beat these guys, you know, and then I could be an athlete, and all I needed to put up was 25 points. To win another Super Bowl. He'll never have it. You know, I was shocked that the Rams didn't move the ball more.
Kansas City's second half was one of the biggest sports meltdowns I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes went from being himself to being unrepairable. And I have no idea why.
I said it on Twitter near the end of the second half before the dumbass play at the end of the half. That Patrick Mahomes, age 22 to 26, was Tiger Woods from age 20. Was America's new Tiger Woods from age 22 to 26. He was that good in the first half. He was that good always. And then he choked.
Yes.
He choked. He played terrible.
Yes.
I don't think he could. We've talked about this before, but I don't think he could get that stupid play made out of his head. I think it was stuck in there.
It seemed like it. But like, how do you not move on?
Yeah.
If you're him, I don't understand that.
I don't either.
But he was awful.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
Because we said this again last week, but there's no way the coverage was that good that he had to turn around and run like a maniac. He was afraid to throw the ball.
Eli Apple, Pat, is terrible. Eli Apple ain't good.
No.
So, no, their coverage was not that good. He lost it.
Well, they're the whole secondary for the Bengals is basically rejects, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they got all these guys that were other places. And
well, Trey Wayne's got hurt, I guess, because I don't think
he I didn't know he was a Bengal.
He and Reef, I think, were both hurt.
They could have used Reef.
I think they moved Reef to right tackle.
Aren't you surprised the Rams didn't move the ball better?
Yes. I was surprised they could not run at all.
Not at all.
That's what surprised me. I was actually more surprised that they're running. And I mean, they kept trying. Mm-hmm. They kept trying until basically the fourth quarter and they couldn't run.
The other big observation I have is Zach Taylor makes Bud Grant look like Henny Youngman on the sidelines or Rodney Dangerfield. God almighty, what a stoic, huh?
Yeah.
There's nothing ever from him.
Yeah. Yeah, because McVay is, you know, constantly going.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah.
He just watches. I wonder if that's what we're getting with O'Connell. Did O'Connell replace him?
No, Zach Taylor was the quarterback's coach. O'Connell was became the OC. So I don't know if he replaced him on the staff, but O'Connell actually got a better title than Zach Taylor got.
Is this Zach Taylor's
third year, right?
Okay. Yeah. So why did he get the
stunk,
job?
They stunk.
Why did he got the job McVay. As the quarterback coach? Yeah, because he was in the same room with McVay.
Because he was in the same room with McVay.
Why didn't they hire O'Connell? O'Connell wasn't there yet.
O'Connell was in Washington through 2018, and then he got blown out when after Jay Gruden got fired.
Mm-hmm.
He coached the rest of that year, got blown out, and then joined the Rams in 19.
So he joined, but he must have been pretty much replacing Zach Taylor.
Yeah, so
on
he
the
probably
staff
replaced him on
as
the staff
a, as a body. Yeah, way, as body.
Yeah, that's very possible.
So, anyhow,
but yeah, he does not smile.
We don't know yet when the Vikings are going to make this announcement.
No, I would imagine. So he'll probably...
Wouldn't it be tomorrow? But is there a parade tomorrow?
See, that's my guess. Is there? There's probably a parade Tuesday or Wednesday.
Do they have one in L.A.? Do they even bother?
Do people care, really? I don't know.
Yeah, they care. But what are they going to do? Go down there and parade around in Inglewood for a few blocks and then come back?
Go in that small...
Where do you go? There is no... Downtown
you're
LA.
Close the 405 down, baby.
Yeah, downtown LA.
Close
is,
the 405.
Downtown LA is not like the hub of activity.
Well, what do the Dodgers do when they win a World Series?
They march around Chavez Ravine or something. I don't know what they
no
do.
No idea.
I don't know. Do they have parades? I don't know.
I thought the Dodgers had something when they won a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean,
my
no,
guess is
downtown LA is like not a big part of the city.
I mean, my guess is O'Connell gets introduced like Thursday.
What are they waiting for?
They're going to... I agree with you, but
I think we got to get moving here.
Let's get to work. I'm
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, the hell
that's
with
what
it.
I said.
These guys have been loafing around for 2 weeks
yes
doing nothing.
Yes. Let's get to work. Yeah, let's get Kirk here. Let's get working.
They probably didn't even send anybody to the Senior Bowl. We probably weren't even down there with our scouts, you know.
Our scouts were there, but our our main people weren't.
No.
I'm with you. Let's get going
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty leisurely approach, if you ask me. I'd have him on a plane today. Get your hell.
Yeah.
You know, they can have a parade without yeah Kevin O'Connell.
The OC ain't important.
Nah, no, we don't care if Kevin O'Connell's at the parade.
Yes.
Okay.
McVay's not like, we can't have the parade without Kevin.
That should be the opening question. You didn't have anything to do with that dumbass play when they tried to have Cooper Kupp throw to Matt Stafford, was it? You're not going to try. You're not going to break out the Justin Jefferson to Kirk Cousins pass, are you?
Why are we doing that, though? And I think it's because of the Foles play here now that we've decided it's very cute to try to have our have a quarterback catch a pass.
Yes, but you're fourth and one. You're right there.
No, I know. I'm not defending it.
I mean, third and one.
Yeah.
You're at the goal line. Throw it to Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Do what you've done all season. Have him run down, yeah, go out 5 yards and throw
and
the ball.
And why would you have Stafford catch a pass when odds are, if he does catch that
somebody's
ball there,
going to hit him.
I would, yeah. I'd knock him into tomorrow.
Yes.
It's a free shot.
Who's their backup?
Oh, they said who it was. I didn't even recognize
because for a
the
minute
name
there, it looked like he got bent a little bit.
Well, Burrow
did get bent.
That
yeah
knee. Mm-hmm. He's a tough SOB, man.
He must be, man. He got drilled.
He gets beat up.
He got sacked the most during the regular season, right?
I think so,
that stat?
Yeah, the Bengals' offensive line was putrid.
Wow. Even before Riley got hurt?
Yeah, I don't think it was great then, but it got worse.
Wow.
I mean, he got, you know, 9 times to get sacked in a playoff game, and you still win that playoff game. I don't see Kirk doing that.
Did you see that right there?
James Harden out through the All-Star.
Philly makes the big trade for James Harden.
I wouldn't have touched him. James Harden.
Yeah, well, the only reason you're getting him is because you got to get rid of the other guy, you know, Simmons. But
yeah, I know, but Harden's toxic.
Embiid
now
is the MVP, but... Is Harden going to throw the ball? Anyway, we're drifting off of that for football. But let's people, rave reviews for the halftime show. 45 minutes is the only thing that I can have in my head. The game of football is not intended for a 45-minute delay between right halves.
Oh, if that's your complaint, I agree
that's
with that.
My
I
complaint
was fine with the half.
Like, I didn't watch it.
I don't care about who's performing
anymore. I like
Snoop
Dogg, but
you know what?
I don't care either.
It was as much as I like the Beatles and McCartney and Petty, I didn't, and okay, Springsteen.
Why we don't have to bring out all this furniture, for God's sake.
You know what? Up with people next year.
It takes them.
Let's go back to up with people.
The parquets, for God's sakes.
Oh,
bring back the UCLA band.
You know what I've said? I've said off-site halftime show at a theater or
yes,
a venue.
Good idea.
Sell tickets and go show it.
Yeah, the people who can't get in, the people who can't get into the Super Bowl.
Or who don't want to go.
Tickets, that's right. That's a very good idea.
And
that's an outstanding idea.
Have a halftime show there. Do everything that you possibly want. Mm-hmm. I don't care. And then cap it, as far as the game goes, mm-hmm, at, I don't know what the...
Didn't NHL All-Star Game, didn't they do something like, didn't they have the concert? Like, you can't have it in the stadium, but in the arena. Didn't they have a big area near higher?
They've done it before where it's...
Somewhere, yeah. That's
yeah, it's possible.
They always get those mediocre Canadians to come in and sing. What the hell's the name of that band, that group that they all love? Canadian group?
I don't...
Hockey, the hockey guys. That they, whenever there's hockey, they bring in... Who are these guys from Canada? Declan walked away. He's so
Declan
mad.
Left us.
He's so mad at me for saying it was a mediocre football game. That
I'm not mad. I disagree. I mean... I get your complaints, but we've seen so many horse bleep Super Bowls compared to that one.
Yeah, lately though,
it's a close
good.
Game.
I mean,
take it.
give me the Eagles and the Patriots any day.
Oh, it's a good
over
game.
This.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm saying this was not to me.
No,
this was
terrible,
not one of those unwatchable Super
but
Bowls.
But I thought you go back to Wild Card Weekend.
Oh God, yeah.
This was like the seventh best game.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes.
Yeah. You know.
Starting with
saying.
The divisional round,
yeah.
the six games before before Sunday were unbelievable.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think one problem I had is I didn't give a damn who won. So
I wanted the Bengals to win.
I would have liked to see them win too, just because Cincinnati's a nothing time. But it wasn't. I wasn't emotional. You know, I'd like to.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see a town like that. They have a parade. It would go on for like 3 days, you know.
Oh, God,
L.A.
Yeah.
will be stuck off somewhere. In the,
yeah.
I think I covered two out there. You didn't even know I was in town.
Pasadena?
Yeah, well, Pasadena.
Or at the Coliseum. The Coliseum hosted the first couple and then
yeah,
a few.
I wasn't there. Rose Bowls, yeah.
Okay.
But you didn't know that the Super Bowl was there. We were staying at the airport.
Yep.
And if. Game was out in Pasadena. Yep. And, it was.
That's the one at MetLife. You know, I heard the same thing.
Yeah, when it was in New York. You know.
Yeah, like it was like.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Just another day in.
Well, I've Vegas now would be a great place for a Super Bowl.
Yes,
Vegas. But I always said it should be permanently in New Orleans because New Orleans is everything that a Super Bowl should be about.
Yes.
Decadence and food and drink
and
you could go, you know where to go to watch people stumbling down the street.
Puke on Bourbon Street
yes,
and it's commonplace.
Cares. It's perfect.
They walk right by you.
Hookers all over the place. It's fantastic.
I got
it's for this. That's what the Super Bowl
four
should
places.
Be.
Los Angeles, New Orleans, Miami, Vegas. And no more of this. We got to go to our cold weather.
Vegas and New Orleans way above L.A. and Miami.
Okay.
But I'm just Miami. Saying, yeah, Miami.
Those four.
I covered one. Miami's pretty good.
Okay. Because
they know where to gather. You
but,
know
I mean, those should have the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Places like that.
Well, when they originally, L.A., well, they originally it was L.A., Miami, and New Orleans were the three.
Okay.
Right, and then they had. Then I think when we played at Houston, when the Vikings played at Houston against Miami, was the first time that they got out of that circuit there. That was the first.
When
they originally started, it was L.A.
Okay.
But Vegas is. Are they getting the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I thought they were.
They got to get the Super
Bowl. I thought they're getting the next one. No, am I cracking up? I thought they were 2023 Super Bowl. Let me see. I thought they were getting it.
Arizona, isn't it?
Oh, you're right. I thought they gave one to Vegas.
Well, they still don't like Mark Davis because he's Al's kid.
So but I think isn't the next one's Judd? I think it's Arizona, New Orleans again.
Oh, okay.
I
mean Vegas.
No Vegas. God Almighty! You got to have a Super Bowl in Vegas.
You talk about decadence.
Oh man. You know here we're the kind of town.
Oh, 2024. It's in Vegas.
Okay, thank you.
So just 2 years from now. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Glendale. They're going back to Glendale. Screw Glendale.
Yeah. That's terrible. here's the deal. But you have it here. We got the kind of authorities. We're going to arrest hookers and stuff.
Yeah, it's not right.
You should not.
Waive the hooker laws.
Super Bowl. We did increase the drinking hours, right? Didn't we, for the Super
yes.
Bowl? You could stay home until 4
yes,
or something.
I think we did.
Yeah, we did. Well, but, you know, if a group of young ladies provocatively dressed for no reason at 2 in the morning or walking down the street, leave them alone.
The requirement should be suspension of debauchery laws.
Yes, right.
Anything that's considered debauchery is now, for that week, on the table.
In fact, you can smoke in public places. We should change
it. I miss those days. Going home and my clothes would smell.
Yes,
I miss those days.
It is incredible when you still see the poor guys standing out front, you know, freezing to death.
Now they're like, they got to go farther away.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, I used to actually every Christmas Eve I go to the Gopher Bar in downtown St. Paul.
Yes.
It's our family tradition.
Yes,
and they actually repainted the walls.
I've been in there about three times. Yeah,
within the last year, I think. Yeah. And before when we would go, we would all that stench of those cigarettes reeked in there even years after they.
Well, they also took down all their politically insensitive signs.
Yes, yes, they did.
They were. The owner who died, I believe, right? The guy died. The wife's still there,
yep,
crustier
still there.
Than hell.
Yes, she's great.
But I believe they would have been supporters of President Trump.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. The signs were unbelievable.
They were great.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, and it probably, you know what? You know what they got going for them, though? Great Coney Island dogs.
Oh, it's the
man.
Best,
the
man. Best.
Oh, really?
They're, yes.
Oh,
it's
oh, okay.
They are great.
I don't venture there.
I go three times a year. Sometimes just myself.
Fair.
Stop for a late lunch.
Yep.
You know, it's you can eat two.
You can.
Yeah, but the second one is hard work. But I mean, it's,
trying to power through it?
You can't just order one. You'd be a fool to go there and order one.
Big? So they're big?
No, they're good size. They're
decent,
the
but it's more the
size of Coney Island should be the, okay. But, yeah. but the
toppings,
yeah,
the cheese, the onions, the chili, the mustard.
The,
I mean,
the chili version of it is
sounds good.
The chili they put on it, fantastic, and it's funny. I went in there a few times when there were mask,
strong mask
rules and there were some violations.
Yes, I can only
imagine.
The
guys at the, I was thinking that I should get myself a Biden button and go walking in there what would happen.
Yeah, that might be a bad idea.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but it's great. You do that on Christmas Eve?
Yep, we do it every Christmas Eve.
Are they, what do they stay open till 8 or something like
well,
that?
Well, we go there early. Probably go there around 10:30, 11. Have a couple conies and a round or two, and then get out. But and it's usually, I mean, it's when we get there at 11 a.m. on Christmas, it's pretty packed. Luckily, we go every year, and she knows where we come every year and stuff. So we push some tables together because that bar is not big. It's only got about four or five tables in it. But it is a fun tradition.
Oh yeah, it's the great When I go to a Saints game, I always get there early and go to the Gopher Bar.
Okay.
And you can park in that lot right next to them for $5 or something for a Saints
game. Well, now everyone knows, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's out now.
Now it's out.
Yeah, you'll be going to plenty of Saints games, Pat, so I hope you enjoy
AAA
baseball.
Yes, right, AAA baseball.
You're going to get your fill of Jake Cave.
Hey, Jake.
Off the 40-man just in time to play through the lockout.
Yes, we thought the Rocco-Jake romance had been broken up, but now he's gonna get 130 games played in St. Paul.
And be good, because he's playing AAA, maybe.
I haven't looked. I haven't been reading. Are we not talking again now?
We talked on Saturday, offended people,
each other,
and walked away.
We offended. We both sides offended.
And now
each
we're
other.
Saying it's time for the players. It's time for the players to step up and bite the bullet, because we've done enough.
Oh, the owners are saying?
Yeah, this is a complete mess.
It's as bad as I thought it would be.
I do think this to be true, that the players have to have a reality of how much trouble the game's in. I'm not saying that they're the bad guys there.
Both sides do.
But you cannot just think that, you know, if you walk away with the same share of money you're getting now, you should be happy, because this game sucks and you got to do something about it.
I agree with that word.
You know?
Yes.
It's
both sides need to be aware of the fact that they are in trouble.
All you got to do is look at the NFL.
Yeah.
And see that we talked about this last week. 48 of the top 50 programs on network TV were NFL games.
Yes.
Well, and zero were baseball games.
Here's my question, baseball. Who likes your game right now?
Yeah.
Football, no question. Basketball.
76-year-old fat guys who grew up with it hate it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a guy who was at the Twins' first game ever just said the game sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible. I don't know what to do about it. The analytics can't ruin football, but nothing, you know, they can't ruin hockey. They hurt basketball, but they can't ruin it.
They can alter it, but they can't.
But baseball, have ruined it.
Yep.
They have ruined it.
They brought it to a crawl.
Yes.
And they think, I don't understand this one, Pat. Explain this. The home run, okay? Which is fine. I like home runs.
Yeah.
As much as the next person. But what I don't understand is this thought process that home runs are somehow, if they're produced en masse, are exciting. I mean, you go back and watch the Cardinals in 1985.
Yeah.
Stealing bases left and right. Movement was constant, right?
Yes. Putting the ball in play.
Putting the ball in play, and it was fun. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Why did we get so fixated that these all or nothing outcomes were the greatest?
Because I suppose there are numbers that tell them, you know, that this is the surest way to success. But, you know, this is the – and, you know, the Giants, I enjoyed watching them at times last year just because they were – how did this happen? But they're probably the worst thing that's happened to the modern game because they had everybody trying it. They took Lamont Wade, who was – the only reason he ever made it to the big leagues was because of his on-base percentage. They had him just sitting on top of the plate trying to hit home runs. And they and then they won 107 games playing that style. So that's
if they want home runs as much as they appear to, my suggestion is this: don't ban steroids. Let's just get these cartoon characters back and have a guy hit 80.
Well, we don't have
that's
testing.
What you want.
We don't have testing now.
But I'm serious. Like if that's what you want, if your goal is the long ball is our end game. Then you know what? Just have guys shoot stuff in their butts and get huge again. Because like this right now, you're right. It sucks. It's unwatchable.
It's becoming more and more. That's for sure. It's
well, and who's going to spend as long as you have to spend?
And again, we're repeating, but the starting pitcher has been really the majesty of the game in a lot of ways, right? Mm-hmm. At least half of the majesty of the game has been the great starting pitcher.
Yes.
And now,
yes.
Holy cow, Jose Berríos went 5 2/3 and only gave up 4 hits and 2 runs and walked 1. What a warrior. We got to get him out of there, though, because we're getting at the end of some of these guys will have seen him for the third time. Yep. It's thing of what they've done to the starting pitchers is probably
Colfax is done. 3 2/3. That's enough.
That's right. Yeah.
Sandy, that's a great day.
Yeah, we might have, before Junior Gilliam made that great play in the 65 World Series that saved Sandy, the modern days, they probably would have hooked him.
Yeah, it's not enough. Walter Austin's going to the bullpen.
2 on. Well, what do you think the odds of Sandy starting on 2 days rest would be? Madison, you know what? Madison Bumgarner was the last great moment in Major League Baseball.
Yep. Yeah.
The last great moment in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Was him. Was
yep.
Bruce Bochy never looking at him and him never looking at Bruce Bochy because Bochy wasn't going to look over there and have Bumgarner say, yeah, I've had enough. And Bumgarner wasn't going to look at Bochy to give him a chance to say you've had enough.
I want a starter.
That's the end.
I want a starter who is willing to punch out. When you come out to take me
Jack,
out, I just throw a right and I
what do you think Jack knock you what up. Do you think Jack would have went with the Rocco Falvey operation? When was the did we have the runners on first and third? And they went the double play, right? The double play that got him out of the inning.
Yes.
Jack went crazy.
Yeah.
That was that Herbeck to short to back to first? What was that double play?
Well, no, I think there was the one that was 3-2-3, right?
Yeah.
Catcher.
3-2. No, that was in.
Or was that a different one?
That was in, maybe. Was that 3-2-3?
There was one that was 3-2-3, I swear.
Jack would have, when Jack came running up, I can't remember. When Jack came running up, I think Herbie started it. I just don't know if he threw it to short or threw it to home.
Okay.
But it was first and it was, the bases weren't loaded though, so it must have been 3-6-3.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But Jack wouldn't have, Jack wouldn't have gotten a chance to face the guy. That's enough, Jack. You've started twice. And
Jack would have beaten somebody up. That's what I'm telling you. He would have punched TK.
Yes. Yeah. Or Rocco.
Oh, Crow. He would have thrown Rocco into the third row at Target Field.
No, TK was a firm believer in that your starter's your best.
Oh, if Rocco came out to, can you imagine Rocco and Jack?
Yeah.
Pat, there was a great clip a few days ago of, so obviously you know Joe West retiring.
Yes.
And there, I don't know when this was. I think it might have been either right after the world, one of the Giants World Series years, but there is a close pitch. And both Bumgarner's on the mound and Joe West is behind the plate. And there's a ball that, you know, is borderline, could have been a strike two or three call. And Joe West calls time and both him and Bumgarner stare at each other's souls for about 20 seconds before someone eventually West puts him back in the box. Says, all right, we can play ball. But Bumgarner and him, both being the ornery SOBs they are, did not flinch for the 20 seconds of them staring at each other's souls.
Joe was just hoping he yelled, right?
Yes, he was hoping to give him something. And Bumgarner was too smart to get in either. Oh, it's great.
You know what? People don't realize because they talk about Joe as being an idiot for the last 10 years. He was a very good plate umpire at one time. He was a hell of a ball and strike umpire at one
time.
That's
what you said. Yeah. Said. He was not at the end.
He got old. Yeah. And also, that's dated on the era that you could create your own strike zone.
Right.
You know, if Joe's behind a plate and he's given the pitcher this much, you know. So.
Game 7. 91, it was in the eighth with one out and the bases loaded. Breen worked the count to 1-2 before he grounded to Herbeck, who started a 3-2-3 double play to end the Braves
threat. The bases were loaded. Yeah, Jack, 0% chance. Well, 0% chance that once there's two guys on, he's not facing the, you know, he's gone, right?
Oh, Jack would have been out of that game with Rocco in the fifth, Pat.
Yeah, that's...
I mean,
he's already started twice, for good sake.
Barrios was pitching a great game here.
Yeah.
And they couldn't wait to get him out against Houston.
Yeah, that's...
In a must-win.
How are you going to change that? You know, they're making a big thing now about... I heard the... You know, it's kind of funny. My sports station that's set on the satellite... You know, I got like six stations that are set, and the only one from sports satellite down at the end is MLB Network, and then I'll go from there to find other stuff. But I hit that once in a while now. And those poor guys. The other day they were trying to talk about pitchers' improvements and the machinery, and I don't know who the partner was, one of the players, but he was. So disinterested. The guy kept bringing stuff up, and he wouldn't. He was, I suppose. You know, it was just like
it is awful.
I suppose. I guess. I don't know. You know, it's just like
They're talking about. They're trying to like bring up stuff. You know.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the 75 Red Sox.
Yeah. Right. It is. It's pretty pathetic to say the least. Yeah, MLB Network, too, once in a while on TV, I'll go by and see what Harold and the dummies are saying. And they're trying to act like, you know, any day now we're going to be talking baseball.
They're trying to act like we might start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
That's the thing that's driving me crazy is this whole thing. Spring training might be no bleep. You're not going to have opening day in April or whatever it was, March 30th or whatever the hell they were aiming for either.
Manfred is... a bad guy. There's no doubt about it. But the fact the players are not blameless in this thing. There's no reality there. They want to go back to having 32-year-old guys get 5-year, $100 million contracts, and it ain't happening. That's the one analytic that, especially if there's drug testing, that is not going to change, right? Yep. That's the one analytic we can all support that Yeah. 32-year-old guys shouldn't get big contracts. They don't in any other sport.
Because the bleeping Angels were stupid. You know, that Pujols contract was crazy.
Yes.
What is it? Josh Hamilton contract was crazy.
Oh, it's interesting. The Cardinals let Albert Pujols leave and have had a decade of much more success than the Angels.
Yes.
Who got Albert Pujols.
Yes.
You know.
And crippled themselves.
Yes. So it's, I don't know. If they resume spring training, I will miss it for the second time since 1974, and I don't give a damn.
Yep.
I don't have any interest to go down there and make a big deal out of it. It's just, they're just killing themselves. And
if they don't come back with some new rules.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the network was saying they're going to have a new rule that you can only be optioned five times. You can only come back and forth five times. Oh, boy, is that dramatic. How about if you get called up, you have to stay 10 days? How about something like that?
Because they won't,
How come something like that?
I have no.
So you can't.
I don't know.
You can't have this shuffle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the whole pitcher thing.
Yeah. That's, you know, you can. If you come up, you have to stay 10 days. And if we catch you cheating on injuries, we're going to take that guy off the roster for 30 days. And by the way, enforcing the 20-second clock for pitches, everybody says, well, how do you force it? Very simple. If I call it on you a third time, you're out of the game. Throw you out, you know.
Yes.
You get it once, it's a ball. You get it twice, it's a ball. You get it a third time, you're done. You're out.
They are so screwed up that they, I guess, have agreed that the DH will be used in both leagues. It benefits both sides.
Yeah,
but it's the most ridiculous negotiating.
That was a stupid thing about, man, the ownership was saying, oh, this is a carrot for the players.
No, it's not.
They don't care. You know, they don't care.
And the owners want it.
Yes. Yeah, it's there's a couple other carrots they're offering. The other thing they're saying is,
BS.
Well, we're going to go back to regular extra inning games. You know, we're not going to put the guy on second. They think they're going to use that as a negotiating thing. But players don't care.
Are you kidding?
Not
players like the guy on second.
They just want their money. No, but the ownership is taking that away.
Oh, okay.
The ownership is going to take that away, even though it's popular with the public.
Yeah.
It should be the 12th inning, not the 10th, but you got to do something.
Yes, you got to get the game.
If you go back to just play an extra inning, you're going to have 7-hour games.
Mm-hmm.
13 innings, 7 hours.
Yes.
To God, at least twice this year in the World Series, which I covered 25 straight years and loved it, I switched over and watched a Netflix show in the middle of the game for an hour. I couldn't stand it anymore.
You came back and the game was where?
Yeah, sixth. Left in the third, come back, top of the sixth.
Yeah,
left after three, come back, top of the sixth. It's unbelievable. The announcers are so bored they can't stand it. They want to kill themselves. You know, they're trying to. Poor Jack Buck. Everybody rips Jack Buck. Jack Buck.
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck, excuse me. Jack might have told the truth.
Oh, Jack would have quit.
Jack might have said, I'm too old. I'm leaving.
Jack would have told you.
I got to go to bed. The hell with it.
Shove that game up your you-know-what, and I'm out of here.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Would have been. We'll see you tonight in the modern game, right?
Yes.
It would have been 1:30.
See you in 2 hours.
Yeah, it would have been 1:30.
It would have been 4:30 p.m.
It would have been 1:30 in the morning. I don't know what they're going to do. God almighty.
Pat, I heard Greeny today, actually. He was talking about like the start times of playoff baseball, and he has this reckless speculation idea that he believes all playoff baseball games should start before the sun goes down. Like, don't play them in the evening to get more fans to potentially watch them so they're not, you know, tied up on weekend evening nights so they can actually watch the baseball game.
Since nobody's watching games.
No one's watching it to begin with.
Yeah, but you got to speed, but you've just got to get them done.
I believe our Twins are going to 6:30, though, right?
Yes.
It's the, 6, Is it 640 or something?
640.
Or something?
Well, 630 yeah, yeah. means 640.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
When they when they start, yes, they will go to.
And by the way, they lied again on the bleeping Super Bowl. You look in the paper. 5 o'clock kickoff. What? 5:35?
Yep. Because, yeah, because The Rock was out there.
Yes. I turned it back, figuring 5:30. And this, what happened to The Rock, by the way? He's the skinny Rock.
The skinny Rock.
But what the hell was he talking about? What was he babbling about? Why do we need this crap? Kick it off. Play ball. God almighty. Why do we need that? What's that going to get 12 younger people to keep watching? You already got 80% of the American public. Leave us alone.
I was waiting for kickoff as well.
Let us watch football.
But your halftime thing's exactly right.
45 minutes.
Once you start the game, you got to keep it going.
They bring out buildings, for God's sakes. They bring out.
What was that? Like an apartment complex?
Yeah, it was.
It looked like a small trailer park.
Yeah, they should take it down to a homeless center and let them
hang out. In California, that would be helpful.
Hang out. Yeah, right.
Let them hang out.
Good. Let them, it's a building, you know. It's a building.
Guys hanging upside down?
I didn't. I watched 5 minutes.
There was a guy hanging upside down.
I turned it on. They had a bunch of chicks singing the kind of crap I can't stand to listen to, so I turned it off.
And, Motown. You want Motown?
Yeah, I want Motown. No, so, I mean, they're fine. I had nothing against them. They had nice dresses on and stuff. But who were they?
The anthem singer?
No, halftime.
Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
Was one of the.
Yeah, but this was like a chorus. It looked like there were six of them or something.
I don't know.
But all of those people are past their prime, too.
Well,
it's just like when Springsteen came up. They're all past their prime.
Yeah, I like Snoop.
Oh, Snoop's great.
I like everything Snoop
stands. Snoop on hockey.
I like everything that Snoop.
A lot of dope.
Everything that Snoop stands for, I like.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You know, but Snoop's a genius.
He is a genius.
He really is.
Is he any good? Is he any good?
In his day, I think he was good, but he's like parlayed into becoming like this father figure now. It's very, very smart.
Yeah,
he is. It's very calculated.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I didn't watch. I don't watch. Zero pre. The only pregame I saw was Rock, and I was yelling at the TV, "Shut up and let's play."
And then, I didn't watch much pregame.
And then
either.
I turned over the
I can't take the pregame.
I turned on the halftime show to see if they were done yet, and the gals in the nice dresses were singing. I don't know who the hell they were.
You watched the Wolves?
Huh?
The Wolves before that against the Pacers?
No, I forgot they were playing. I didn't watch them.
Damn near blew it.
I didn't know it was a day game. And then, because nobody plays at night against the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
TV-wise.
Correct.
And then I came back and saw Snoop at the end, and he was the last. I think he was the end, right? He was the end.
I think he was the beginning.
But then it takes 10 more minutes to move everything.
I know, because they got to get the trailer park out of there.
They got to get the smoke.
That's what I'm saying. Put it in a different place.
Yes, yeah, very good idea. That's a great idea, man.
Venice Beach. They could have had it on Venice Beach.
I got to admit, I came up with this idea later in today. By the way, the Fighting Bob Moskows go down to, they got three players in China. They have their goalie left them.
Yep.
This goalie we never heard of is playing good, right? Close is playing good.
Yes.
They go to Ohio State, sweep. They've won four in a row. They're going to win it. Is anybody going to come and watch games anymore? When are they going to? I have my idea. Big Ten.
Yeah?
You need an eighth team.
Okay.
Spend some money. Go get North Dakota.
Oh, boy.
Go get North Dakota as your eighth team.
Yeah, I wonder what their commitment to NCHC is.
Buy them out of it.
Interesting.
Get North Dakota. North Dakota is the Grand Forks, even though they aren't great this year, is the Tuscaloosa of hockey. Right?
Yeah.
They care. They care.
Oh, yeah, they deeply care.
They care. They're the big name in the West. Go get them. Then you can put Western Michigan and Miami out there, and you can put Bemidji and Mankato in the whatever the NCHC is. But I think there was actually some discussion, but the Big Ten didn't want to give them a cut of the slice of the pie, you know.
From the TV?
Not a big enough slice of
the
pie.
I think the Big Ten wants Illinois or Iowa.
What good
and
does
Iowa
that do?
now has the building that the Wilds, ECHL team plays in. They built a new hockey building right near the campus, I think, near Iowa City.
I was down there
in Des Moines.
In Des Moines, yeah. Oh, they're playing in Wells Fargo. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't.
But
say,
there's another. I believe the team is the Iowa Heartlanders, mm-hmm. and they're playing in a small building that's right in. I think it's Coralville, which is right by.
Oh, Coralville is right next
Iowa
to
City.
Iowa City. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's where the and they've talked about trying to put a team in there.
Well,
but you're right. That wouldn't cause any excitement.
Iowa. I mean, Iowa comes to town for a bash. You need that, you know.
That North Dakota hate.
Perfect.
I don't disagree with
no,
you. Yeah.
Give the WCHA.
They're too cheap.
Give the who?
The Big Ten.
Big Ten.
You're right. They want their money.
They want to keep all their money.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was the plan.
They don't want to share it, but it's a travesty that, you know, as good as they are, you know, we think about the glory days of the WCHA. Alaska came to town. Mankato before they were any good.
Yeah.
Bemidji before they were any good. There were plenty of rotten games.
Yes.
There were plenty of rotten games.
I'm
this
with
idea
you now.
That every weekend was something special
yeah.
was idiotic.
North Dakota was. St. Cloud could
yes,
be.
St.
Duluth
Cloud.
Could be. But you're
yes.
right. There were a lot of
UMD
bad teams.
And Denver, would, yep. Denver used to have some pizzazz to it. But, you know, go get North Dakota, give yourself an 8-team league that's the best in the country, and, you know, start putting people in the
arena
again.
It is a remarkable story, though.
Yeah.
Like the disintegration.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've talked about it. The both newspapers, St. Paul and Minneapolis, had beat writers.
Yeah.
Now they go on a road, they sweep Ohio State, they get 6-7 graphs written off of a wire story, you know?
Yep. Well, heck, they don't cover the strip. Does not go to all the home games.
Not all of them.
There's home games where they're just a news service byline with a couple quotes that they get.
Yeah, it's
no. It is one of the more interesting.
They also price themselves out of the market. That mm-hmm. hockey crowd that used to come, and the East Side guys in the bar jackets that come over on Friday nights. They they're charging big money now because. What you do, the money they charge the people the scholarship fund,
yep.
you know, they add that to that's one reason Gopher basketball crowds suck, too.
That's what I was going to say, that you're right.
Yeah, you want to take your kids to a couple of games and you're just not a ticket holder and you want to get decent seats, it's $60 a piece or something.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
And when Mariucci opened in 93, it was basically at the same time that the North Stars left.
Yeah,
so
right.
they got
Bonanza,
that 6-year run
sure,
of being
right.
the biggest game in town.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And I think they came and then once people took their hard-earned cash to the Wild, it changed
taking
everything.
A lot of money out of their pockets. There's no doubt about that.
North Dakota, though, would be, I mean, that's a great, I love that idea.
Because, I mean, they're in the Summit League, they're in the Missouri Valley Football League, so they don't have any great affiliation for any conference that they have to stay in.
No, hell no.
Yeah. Go get them.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Who's Kevin Warren, I'm sure that's high on his priority list, too, though.
Big hockey fan.
Oh, God. Boy, it's a great country when Kevin Warren can become a commissioner of a major football conference, isn't it?
He's done well for himself.
Mm-hmm. He certainly
has. He's done well for himself.
Yeah, he certainly has.
All right.
All right. Come on, let's get our football coach going here. We don't care. The Rams won. Get him in town. Start working on this. The draft is right around the corner.
Amen.
Is our guy Adolfo Mensah even... Is he doing anything? What's he doing? Come on, let's go. Let's find something out.
That's a column right there.
Let's get here.
Hey, Quasi, get off your butt.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Get going. What are we waiting for, you dummies? All right.
All right.
If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy, Josh, will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.
Did you know that 61% of pet owners feel more prepared to be a good pet parent after testing with Embark? Embark your dog with Embark's dog DNA test to get hundreds of actionable health insights. You can be proactive with their health and work with your vet on a personalized care plan. Go to EmbarkVet.com and use promo code DNA, that's DNA, to get $60 off an Embark Breed and Health Kit or Purebred Kit with free shipping. That's promo code DNA to save today.